All right, Carl. So let's talk corn silage. Obviously, you and I both know, even though we've had some challenges this year, it's a world of a difference from last year. Conditions are a little better. But first, I think we should talk a little bit about the early season frost. And, what does that mean for corn silage? Farmers have already been out probably assessing this, but what do we need to watch out for on those notes?
Chopping corn silage, the sooner you can do it after the frost, the better you can, depending upon the moisture of the corn silage plant. If the plant was already in dry down conditions, which some of our grain corn varieties tend to dry down really quickly, as soon as the frost happens, they really start drying down immediately. So it's imperative that you try to get out there and chop it so you have 63 to 67% moisture in the silage pile. If it gets less than that, it just doesn't do a good job of fermenting. But now we've got some fields out there that are longer day length, silage varieties too. They tend to hang on to their moisture. And a lot of these silage piles that are being chopped recently aren't dry as such. They're still at 67, 65, 67 percent moisture, which means that's perfect silage, even though the leaves are totally frozen to death.
Well, and Carl, can looks be deceiving, especially when it comes to some of the weather that we did have? So what measures do farmers need to be taking, or the harvester that they work with, to really dial in on what actually is happening out in the field?
From a cattle feeder perspective or a cow-calf producer's perspective, you want to have high-quality feed for your cows. And to make high-quality silage needs moisture. So the moisture is the biggest point out there to look for. And if you get it too wet, then you can end up with leakage coming out of the silage pile. And if it's really too wet, you can end up with poor fermentation. The silage will just smell off. It'll smell different. So we don't want to have it be too wet. We don't want to have it be too dry. You always want to have it just right. The best way to do it is take a sample, chop some silage, and find out what the moisture content of the ground plant is. You can try to do whole plant moistures. That's pretty tough because you got the cob and the stalk and everything to try to figure it out. This year, looking at corn silage, you'll look at the field and you'll say, wow, it's frosted, it's drying up and damaged. And every day it just keeps drying out. That's the perception. But when you get into these crops, you find out there's a lot of moisture still in the stalk and a lot of moisture still in the cobs. So after you're chopping a field that looks like it's basically dried up and ready to blow away, you look at the wetness on the silage packing tires, on the tractor that's packing the silage, and the tires are wet, which definitely tells you that there's a lot of moisture in your silage pile. So as producers look at their corn crop, even though it looks dried up and dead, you need to take a sample to find out just how much moisture is in that. Of course, I always remind people, when do we chop silage? When your silage chopper shows up to chop your silage. Everybody's got to have their work done in a short amount of time, but there's always so much work to do, and the guys show up when they can. But I've been surprised this year that even after our frost, most of our silage crops are retaining their moisture.
My next question, been hearing any reports from around the countryside on, the quality and tonnage of that silage, because like you just said, I think it's going to be a good crop.
Well, considering we had a frost a couple weeks ago, and plants normally dry down after frost, and the leaves are disappearing off the plant because they're dried up and getting loose, a lot of the volume out of a corn plant is going to be in the ear and the stalk, not necessarily the leaves. So you got to consider what the moisture content of the stalk and the moisture content of the leaves and the volume of sugar in all that. And you can find and it'll sorry about that. My
That's okay.
computer's noticing me of a few things. So let me just back up again and say.
Yep, no worries.
In looking at our corn plants, they look dry, but they may not be that dry because they're holding moisture inside. Now remember, a lot of the weight in a corn stalk is in the ear and the stalk itself, and the leaves are a very small portion. We tend to look at the health of the plant based on the leaves out there. So our moisture content's been good. We still have a lot of sugars in the stalk. Not all the corn was full maturity. I doubt if much of it was full maturity before it got chopped or frozen. But one thing I have noticed this year is that people are expecting some pretty good yields, and they didn't materialize. I think the dry weather we had in August, and September has reduced some of our yields. So rather than having the 24, 25 tons per acre, we're down around 18 tons per acre. Of course, some people are having less than that. It all depends upon the quality field. You know, some fields are tall silage, and then there's alkali spots, so we chop through the whole thing. So don't expect the high average when you're averaging in the alkali spots.